Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In Paul's second letter to the Christians in Corinth, in the 11th chapter, he writes, "Are they ministers of Christ? I am a better one, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless floggings, and often near death." You know, when we think of accomplishments that commend us to others, those things that kind of lend credibility to our person, we tend to think of all the impressive work that we've done. When we build a resume or fill out an application or apply to a school of some kind, we list out all our accomplishments, our achievements, our successes. But what we find is that Paul's resume was quite different from ours. Paul kind of reveled in his weaknesses and, believe it or not, his failures. The obstacles he encountered and the failures he endured were, for him, a measure of the fortitude and persistence of his faith. Paul had been beaten, but not broken. He'd been flogged, but not forestalled. And he'd even been shipwrecked, but not shaken. I mean, even after every kind of harm had befallen him, Paul stood firm in his faith. So success in worldly terms was not nearly as important to Paul as the strength and resolve a person demonstrated when the world turned against him. You know, Christian resumes should be filled, I suspect, with the trials and testing that befall us when we try to live out our faith in a world that has, was, and still is hostile to Jesus. For Christians, worldly success and praise are not nearly as commendable as resilience in the face of hardship and hostility. Let's pray about that. Lord God, none of us likes failure, and we're even less enamored with the idea of facing people who are hostile toward us. We try to avoid conflict. We view success as managing through life in ways that bypass opposition. And yet, when we think of the grand mission you call us to, Lord, a call that draws us to the side of people our world often discounts and maligns, when we consider that you call us to do what is right rather than what is popular and speak truth even when truth is the last thing so many people want to hear, it shouldn't be surprising that Christian success can look a bit different than what we might envision for ourselves. Lord, help each and every one of us to build a resume of love and faith and action that isn't afraid of confrontation, conflict, and even failure. For this we pray in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a